My dear friends, this practice is the practice of emptying ourselves in order to make life possible. We have in us ideas, notions, we have attachment, we have anger, we have discrimination, we have all these things in us. And when we bow down and touch the earth, we empty ourselves of all these notions, this attachment, this hatred. The notion of permanence, for instance, we should surrender. Because we have the feeling that we are permanent. We can remain the same for a long time, forever. When we were 10 years old, if someone proposed that we become someone 50 years old, we never accept. But we have become someone who is 50. We are no longer the little boy of 10 years old. We are no longer the little girl of 10 years old. That is why the notion of permanence, we have to surrender. You cannot be permanent. You cannot remain yourself the same. We have to accept the fact that we change. And when we accept that, it's much easier for us to be joyful. The idea of non-continuation, we have to surrender also. Because we might believe that after our so-called passing away, we will no longer be there. There's nothing after our death. That idea is of the same nature of the idea of permanence. That is the idea of non-continuation, annihilation, nothingness. These ideas are to be surrendered, to be removed also. We are attached to notions, notions of life and death. Notions of being and non-being, notion of coming and going, notion of one and many. And it is in the act of bowing down that we give up all notions. The wave is practicing touching the water and become water. In fact, the wave has always been water, but it has not touched the water deeply in order to be able to live the life of the water. When we bow down deeply and touch the earth, we surrender to earth. The wave surrender to water. We accept any form that water will give us. I trust as a wave, I trust in water. I will accept any form that water gives me. I'm not bound to the idea of permanence. I'm not bound to the idea of annihilation. I touch the water and I trust the water. The wave knows that water has brought it into being several times, and it will continue to bring waves into being, always and always. So now when we bow deeply to the earth and touch the earth with our five limbs, our forehead, our two hands, our 2 feet, we surrender to earth. We surrender to our true nature, and we will accept any form of life that our true nature will offer to us. We surrender our pride, our hope, our ideas, our notions. We surrender everything. We have to empty ourselves completely. To empty oneself is the best way to get replenished. If you do not breathe out and empty your lungs, there's no way to breathe in. There's no way for the fresh air to come in. That is why to empty oneself is a very important practice. And in this practice, the body is working together with the mind. We form a whole body and mind in perfect oneness and concentration. We might be attached to notions or to a number of things and people. When we bow down, we have to be ready to let go. Our idea of happiness . Our idea of joy, our idea of continuity. We have to surrender our resentment. If we have a feeling of resentment towards someone, something, it is the time to surrender, to empty ourselves of that kind of resentment.